reluctant. Let Jeff get acquainted with some of these, I know him and wife's working some of these songs out. I guess the more the better, really.
Oh, yes, thank you, sir.
Whichever one that they can work with, it's fine. Like I said, this Hymn of the Spirit is a good song in this book, and so we're just learning them together, so.
Amen.
We'll do one or two tonight. Page 228 is a good one. I wouldn't miss it for the world. Amen. I've started out to win a place when I have run this earthly race in heaven where with the Lord I'll be. In that land far beyond the sun where sorrow nevermore can come from laying care will be ever free. By His grace
there forever, no more of sin to roam. yes, hallelujah.
Amen.
How you feel about it?
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen. Amen. Glory to God.
Thank you, Lord. Happy it.
Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, we're going to be at home. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Very soon. No man knoweth the day nor the hour.
Amen.
Our Son of Man shall come. Church, I do want to be in that number, don't you?
Amen.
I'll be praying tonight for my voice. It seems to be giving me some problems, but by the help of the Lord, we'll preach anyway.
Amen, brother.
Because I know people's praying tonight, and I know the Lord desires to help us.
Yes.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He'll be there for us.
Amen.
I'd like to be reading tonight from the book of St. Mark. Amen. Very familiar scripture, the words of Jesus. Amen. Tonight. Amen. It's the book of St. Mark, chapter 11. Begin with reading verse number 20. St. Mark 11, verse number 20. Praise his name. Church, we will be at home one day. All the troubles and trials that we've ever faced in this life will vanish away. Praise God. We have so much to look forward to. I know the way the economy is. Jeff's told you a lot tonight, all the things that's going on in our world. Amen. But we're not to be discouraged in the work of God. We must continue and have our head up. Amen. Because our redemption is drawing nigh. Praise God. Jesus is coming for the church.
Yes.
Amen. So the Lord's going to help his people.
Yes.
He's not going to forsake us. He'll be near to us. All right. Verse number 20. And in the morning, as they passed by, they saw the fig tree dried up from the roots. And Peter, calling to remembrance, saith unto him, Master, behold the fig tree which thou cursest is withered away. And Jesus answering, saith unto them, Have faith in God. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. Therefore I say unto you, what things soever ye desire, when ye pray, believe that you receive them, and you shall have them. Now these are powerful words of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. I have to take my message tonight from verse number 23. Amen, praise the Lord. For verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, Be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt, amen, in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith. The Spencers used to sing a song, God moves mountains every day. Amen. God moves mountains every day. Now Jesus was not speaking here of a literal mountain. He has the power to move a literal mountain. Amen. But there is a spiritual meaning to this verse of Scripture when he refers to you and I, that we do have mountains that we face each and every day in our walk with God. Amen. And we can say unto this mountain, Be thou removed.
Yes.
But what did Jesus first say in verse 22? He says, Have faith in God.
Amen.
Now, church, this is what I've observed over the years. Amen. I can't figure God out. I have to faith him out. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Is that all right tonight? I can't figure him out because his ways are higher than our ways and his thoughts are higher than our thoughts. And the mysteries of God go much deeper than what my mind could ever comprehend.
Amen.
So a lot that God has, I just can't figure it out. I don't have that kind of understanding. But I carried faith in mine. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Because faith is what moves God.
Oh, yes.
Faith is what moves mountains. Is there anything wrong with faith in your mind tonight? Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For he that cometh to God must believe that he is, and that he is a rewarder. Hallelujah. He's a rewarder. I want you to think about that. A rewarder to them. Are you going to be in that category to them who diligently, diligently seeking? One of the verses, amen, in the lesson this morning, of the scripture lesson in the teaching, amen, Jesus said, Matthew 7:7, ask ye shall receive, seeking ye shall find, knocking it shall be open to you, for he that asketh receiveth, and for he that seeketh findeth, and for he that knocketh it shall be open.
Yeah.
And you think about those words. And all Jesus is saying here, have faith in God. Hallelujah, church. Oh, I just can't figure him out, but I'm going to faith him out tonight if I can. Praise the Lord. Amen. We can just have faith, amen, saying to these mountains, be thou.
Oh, yes. Thank you, Jesus.
How many believe tonight, along with your pastor, that God moves mountains every day? When I go to work towards Salem, I see the same mountain scenes all the time. Them scenes haven't changed. As far as the view of the mountains, they're still the same. Amen. How it's been for a long time. Amen. Oh, yes. I say, my God, if he chooses to move a literal mountain, he can move it.
Yes.
But Jesus has a spiritual meaning for his words tonight.
Yes.
That we as the children of God have mountains that we face.
Yes.
Heavenly Father, we're thankful tonight, God, that we can call on your name. Thank you, dear Lord, for your blessings. Thank you, Lord. Oh, hallelujah, for thy word. Speak to us tonight, God, let thy word, amen, just be, amen, such a, amen, meaning and purpose within us, God, that we can just respond by faith and receive what you have for us. God, we love you. We praise you. We know our help is in you tonight. We're thankful to our God for all that you've done. We just give praise and honor and glory to you. We're thankful, God, for all your blessings. Lord, we know that you're able to move upon our hearts, and we can receive that, and we need to come down and touch your people. Let us receive that, Lord, and we need, oh God, we love you. We praise you, God, and we know that you're able to move upon us. Bless your church. Oh God, reach down and touch our hearts tonight. And what is ever accomplished here, we'll praise you for it. Oh God, it's faith, God. It's faith in Jesus Christ's name we pray. And everyone that loved the Lord said, amen, you may be saved. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Oh, thank God. Listen, church, the faith that Jesus refers to here is a God-given faith that enables a person to face a mountain of impossibility and see it move by the power of God.
Yes.
Revelation is needed to know God's will, and revelation to our personal mountains of impossibility. Listen here. Some mountains are to be climbed. Others are to be thrown into the depths of the sea. Amen. Praise God.
Wow.
During times of testing and trials, revelation is needed to activate God's faith in us in order for a miracle to occur. Now we can run reference to that scripture, amen, to Matthew's gospel. And we have the words here, what he said in verse number 20 of chapter 17. Jesus said unto them, but because of your unbelief. Now he first said, have faith in God, in Mark's gospel. Now he's speaking of unbelief here. He said, for verily I say unto you, if ye have faith as a grain of mustard seed. Now, amen, they tell me the mustard seed is one of the smallest seeds that you'll ever look at. If you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Now, he didn't say a mustard seed. He said a grain of a mustard seed. Amen, that's very, very small. Amen, he said, you can say unto this mountain, remove hence to yonder place. Amen, it shall remove. And nothing shall be impossible unto you.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Now that's what's recorded in Matthew's gospel. Amen. Praise God. That's powerful, church. even knowing nothing shall be impossible unto you. Oh, Jesus was saying here, on the nature of true faith, he speaks of a faith that can move these mountains and cause miracles and healing. Amen. Healing for the body and accomplish great things for God. Amen. What does this faith produce? Faith will produce results. There's going to be results. Amen. Faith is not a belief in faith as a force or power, but it's simply the faith that we have in God. Amen. This faith is worked within the hearts of Christians. It involves an awareness divinely imparted to our hearts that our prayers are answered. The Spirit creates within us. Amen. We cannot produce it on our own. Amen. It's the Spirit of God. Hallelujah. Since faith is a gift imparted to us by Christ, it is important to draw near to Christ in His Word and to deepen our commitment to and confidence in Christ. Amen. We are dependent on Him for everything.
Wow.
Jesus said, "For without me, you can do nothing." We must see Christ as the author and the finisher of our faith. His presence and our obedience to His Word are the source and the secret of faith. Faith is under God's control. It is given on the basis of His love and of His wisdom and of His grace and of His kingdom and His kingdom purposes. It is given to accomplish His will and express His love for us. It is not to be used for our own selfish interest. Having faith in God.
Yeah.
Amen. Church, when I begin to think no more what Jesus was saying about having faith unto God, in God, you can say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and it shall be removed to yonder place. It shall be removed. I think about times when I faced mountains of oppression. I faced mountains of discouragement. And I began to compass that mountain.
Right.
And I began to wander in a way of a wilderness way. And I come to know no more it was for the Israelites. Amen. I come to know, amen, no more than when they begin to doubt God. Amen. No more what Moses was saying to the Israelites. Amen. Glory to God. Amen. When the manna came down from heaven, it was fed from manna from heaven. It was, amen, filled with the meat of the fowls of the air. They had water from the rock, and God provided every means of the need that they have in their walk with Him. And therefore, amen, praise God, they could see in the time of wilderness that they begin to murmur and complain about what Moses was doing. He was on the mountain with God. He has spent time with God, and they begin to complain about Moses. Where is the man of God? And therefore, they said these words, we'd rather go back to Egypt than to die in this wilderness. All they could think about, amen, was to be fed. Amen, glory to God, in the time that they really needed that, amen, God was sending the manna from heaven, amen, the true manna that came down. Amen, praise God, can you imagine? Amen, He fed them. Amen, with the fowls of the air, there was meat that was given, amen, to give him strength in due time, just like it was for the man of Elijah. When he was called in the way, he thought within himself, I'm just going to die and desire to die. Amen, glory to God, just in the time, amen, when the Lord sent the meat to him to strengthen him, saying, arise, Elijah, come on out of that depression. Amen, come on out. Amen, praise God. And he went in that meat that the Lord had given him. Amen, praise God. And given strength to his body. He had, amen, glory to God. He had something to drink. Amen, he had good crew, fresh water. Listen, saints of God, God will provide it. Just like he did with Ishmael at the time of the wilderness. Amen, glory to God. Hagar was out there with a little lad. It seemed that he was dying. But God sent it just in time. Amen.
Yes.
That mountain of impossibility. Amen. It seemed hard for Hagar. Amen. She began to weep for her son. Amen. But the layman, oh yes, God desired for Moses, who had this child through the handmaid. Amen. Glory to God. He said that he was going to bless him. Amen. He would become a nation. Amen. God was not going to let this man die of thirst. Amen. That mountain of impossibility was removed because God came down in the wilderness. He come down during the times of their need. Listen, church. He come down for the Israelites. He'll come down for for you. He'll come down for the upper room fellowship. Listen, I'm tired of compassing the mountain. This mountain of impossibilities. I want to be renewed out of my life. Amen. I say some mountains are to be climbed, but some mountains are to be removed and cast into the sea. That's what Jesus said. Just have faith in God and say unto this mountain, be thou removed.
Amen, brother.
And it shall be removed.
Amen.
Hallelujah, saints of God. It shall be removed.
Yes.
Hallelujah. Amen. It's faith. It's a gift that's imparted to us by the Lord. We're to draw near to God. The scripture teaches us to draw near to God with a true heart.
Yes.
And with a full assurance of faith.
Yes.
Amen. Draw near to God with a true heart and with a full assurance of faith. Amen. Faith is what establishes us in the race that we're running each and every day. Faith is what's going to keep us till we cross the finish line. Amen. Looking unto Jesus, who is the author and the finisher of our faith. He first spoke of the race, but the race is to be run, and we're to walk it and to run it by faith. By faith in God. Hallelujah. And I'm saying, saints of God, it's faith. It's going to move these mountains. I don't know, it seems like some Christians battle the same battle year in and year out. That same mountain of unbelief, that same mountain that they've been going through and trying to climb for so long. It's time to say unto it, get it out of my way. Get it out from here. Amen. It's my faith that's going to move God. It's my faith in God that's going to say unto this mountain, be thou removed. We got to understand God is a miracle working God, and He moves mountains every day.
Yes.
What may seem impossible with men is possible with God.
Right.
Can you say amen to that?
Amen.
I say what seems to be impossible with men is possible with God. Amen. All things are possible to him that believeth.
Amen. Amen.
I want you to stand on that tonight. All things are possible.
Yes.
All things. Listen, that's what he said. Whatsoever ye shall ask. What did Jesus say in that verse I read to you? Whatsoever ye desire when ye pray, believe that ye shall receive them and ye shall have them. Amen. That's a promise of our Lord. Amen. The things that you so desire. But listen, it's the mountains that's standing in your way. Amen. Hell yes, sometimes Christian may put occasion or stumble block in his brother's way. It needs to be removed. Amen. But we're not talking about any kind of stumbling blocks. We're not talking about our brother. We're not saying about any kind of all against nobody. Right. We know if we have that kind of problem, we know if there's a heart condition, amen, we're to take care of that as we humble ourselves before God and ask Him in faith to help us to have a forgiving spirit.
Yes.
Amen. But listen, amen, the mountains I'm really preaching about tonight is that old mountain of depression. Depression. Amen. Somebody told me recently about a man who was depressed because he was in the Vietnam War and he's having flashbacks. Amen. Of the war. Amen. Oh yes, and many soldiers that have went out and fought for our freedom. Amen. Have those flashbacks of combat when he was in war. Amen. It brought a depression on him. Amen. He didn't have no reason to be depressed as far as his everyday life. Amen. He's talked to me before. He seemed to be doing good, I guess. Amen. But all of a sudden, this happened to him. He's losing sleep at night. Amen. But saints of God, listen. God can move those mountains.
Yes.
Amen. Glory to God. Will it be a mountain of depression? A mountain of this sickness and oppression? Amen. That we've been facing. That mountain of unbelief. That's why he said here. And to St. Matthew, he said first, it is because of your unbelief. But verily I say you have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. Amen. Glory to God. Now, I don't know if you've seen it, but Sister Amanda brought me some mustard seed from the Holy Land. She brought it in a clear sandwich bag and give it to me. I have it home. Amen. Have you ever seen a mustard seed? I say it's the tiniest of all the seeds I've ever seen. But he said, here, a grain of a mustard seed. Amen, saints of God, just take, amen, what little faith, amen, glory to God, that God requires in us that's been birthed with us, amen, to have these mountains removed. Amen, Jesus went on to say here, because of what these, amen, disciples were doing, they could cast these demons out. The boy was possessed of the demons. That's what Jesus referred to here when he said this, this coming up by prayer and fasting. In other words, Lord, we could not cast them out, but he said, oh, ye of little faith. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, oh, ye of little faith. This coming up about prayer and fasting. Amen. Lord, we couldn't cast them out. We couldn't cast these demons out. Oh, the boy had a demon spirit. He was possessed. He needed deliverance. But, Lord, we couldn't cast them out. He said, oh, little faith. Just a little faith. Amen. Just a lack of faith. Just a lack of faith. But just a little faith to get it accomplished. Amen. Oh, yes. He said, oh, you're just a little faith. Amen. But you need to have your faith increased. Amen. Just a little more. Amen. Amen. Saints, what can increase our faith? Faith coming by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. That's what we need to increase our faith. We need to let the Word of God move in us, and stir within us, and quicken us, and touch us, and draw us closer to the throne, to the well of grace. Once we go to the well, we keep drawing up the blessings of God. It's by faith to know there's water in the well. There's an abundant supply of grace for everyone that comes to the well of grace. There's an abundant supply for the child of God to believe in what he needs for the Lord. Anymore. This mount has to go. Amen. I'm tired of this. I'm tired each and every day of struggling with the same problem and the same struggle every day, day in and day out, week in, week out, year in, year out. But people do it, Brother Jeff, all the time. You see Christians come in and they say, amen, I've been through this trial for too long. Amen. I've been compassing this mountain. Amen. Like the people of God were doing. Amen. It was compassing the mountain too long. I've been compassed it for the last time. I'm going to believe in the Jericho faith that the walls are coming down.
Amen, brother.
That's the kind of faith I'm going to have to this mountain.
Oh, yeah.
Amen. It's coming down. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. I've seen men build mountains. Have you? Amen, Lord God. You take these big landfills. Amen. They begin to, amen, mold them out of garbage and dirt, red dirt. Amen. You see the men with the equipment we have today can make a mountain.
Yeah.
Hey, oh, yes. Amen. They can take it down, build it up. Amen. Glory to God. Listen. Amen. Jesus has said this mountain is in your life. Amen. Oh, yes. Amen. Do you believe that faith does produce results? We got to know there's results when we pray. Hallelujah. Amen. There must be results when we pray and seek God. And God's going to hear us when we pray.
Yes.
Amen. What did I share with you here about those mountains? Amen. Glory to God. Is it a mountain of impossibility that we can't see it be moved by the power of God? Is revelation given to us to know God's will in relation to our personal mountains of impossibility? Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, praise God. Is there times of testing? Is there times of trial? Sure there are. Revelation is needed to activate God's faith in us in order for a miracle to occur. How many believes that?
Oh, yeah. Amen.
Faith in God. Amen. Have faith in God. Amen. God will move these mountains every day. I begin to see people that's in a turmoil. Amen. They're troubled. Amen. In despair. It seemed like I can remember over the years of ministry, I had people coming to my door with the same kind of problem. Amen. Month after month, year after year, I pray with them. I try to encourage them and do all I could in the work of God to try to help them. They was not willing, amen, in faith to humble themselves. Say, amen, glory to God, this is a mountain. Amen. I need this out of my life.
Yeah.
I need this, amen, glory to God. Listen, church, amen, God desires to move. God desires to touch us. He desires to move it, amen, praise God. Hallelujah.
Yes, thank you, Lord.
Yes. I can remember one sister in the church I was pastoring in Easton. They had all of a sudden a mountain to arise in their life. And this mountain was something that was mistakenly done, amen, by signing some papers. They thought they was going to lose their home. that they have been living in for some 40 years. Amen. The one that they raised their children up in. The one, amen, just some kind of a misunderstanding by the legal attorney saying things to them and not understanding what the paperwork's about and signing those papers. Amen. That they could lose their home. I don't know really what the story, can't remember all that was about. Something had come up and therefore they might lose their house. Amen. Something they had worked for and paid for. And they wanted church and people to pray about it. All of a sudden this mountain, amen, just come in their life. It seemed like, amen, with attorneys and things, could this happen? Amen. They begin to pray. Amen. Glory to God. God began to move. That mountain just fell down.
Amen, brother.
That mountain just fell
down. Thank God.
Amen. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God. Amen. And all of a sudden, when that mountain was removed, everything was all right. Why? Because they believed God.
Yes.
That's all it requires, church. Amen. Glory to God. God's able to do the impossible things. It doesn't matter what the lawyers say. It doesn't matter what the doctors say. It doesn't matter what the psychiatrists say. We're serving a God who is able to do all things. I say all things are possible. And if I believe it, and we say it to this mountain, get out of the way. God will move it. Amen. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
But we got to believe it. Amen. Sometimes I think, sometimes maybe it's a struggle within the hearts of people. That they just can't come to the place to really trust God. Amen. They try to put effort to trust God. To try to put effort to pray about it. Amen. I know you see Christians, of course I have, we all see Christians, they see, but all of a sudden they just have a burst of joy, a burst of happiness, and a burst of faith. And amen, you can talk to them, one revival, they seem like they're all excited about the work of God. Just a few months past, you see them, their head is hung down. Amen, they begin to struggle, they begin to tell what the devil has done to me. Amen, I've had people over the church, in the church over the years, get up, testify about the struggles and about the enemy working against them. It seemed like they did not know really what they're saying, and take even glory to the devil. Amen. Come on now. Amen. If they're not careful, amen, by the words that they say. Now listen here, saints of God. Amen. Glory to God. If I'm going to say anything, let it be for the glory of God. Let it be for the, amen, my Savior. Hallelujah. I don't want to say, amen, I've been suffering this and suffering that. That God has not come for me through, amen, for me this time. He has time and time again. And he will time and time again. Amen. That's the kind of God I serve. He's going to be the God. He's going to be their church. We got to believe he's going to be there just in the moment of time.
Amen.
Amen. I know you heard me say something about it. Amen. The reason why it came to mind, because it was this month. Amen. It's toward the end of February now, but tonight in this month, February, my oldest son turned 28 years old. And I, you know, when his birthday rolls around, your mind goes back to the time of when he was born. Amen. This time, 28 years ago, amen, that mountain come in our life. Amen. And when you get along with those doctors, now all the intern doctors, I mean, when you go to the hospital, there's so many doctors you have to deal with. One may say this, or one may give this report, one may give a little better report, one may say a little bit negative about it.
Right.
Amen. I remember when they pulled us over in that room and said, listen, it's going to tell you. He has pneumonia and this heart murmur. We just don't know how much chance he has to survive. Amen. And we begin to pray about that mountain.
Right.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen. But when we went back, they said that heart murmur was closed.
Amen.
Amen. We'd have to do no surgery. Praise God. You see, God moved that mountain. And for 28 years, he's been here. Amen. What seemed to be impossible with men is possible with God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm telling you, if Sister Ruth can testify some of the same things. Amen. Sister Kim can testify about Mackenzie and the meningitis and all the things. And others can testify about how God's come through for their children. I'm going to tell you, amen, these mountains coming out alive. What did it take to get it down? Amen. Did it take a big bulldozer faith to get it down? It don't take no big, large, amen, faith to move that mountain. He said, just a grain of a mustard seed.
All right, brother.
Amen. With men, amen, with the world, it wants to be impossible with men. Amen. But not with my God I serve tonight. Hallelujah. The meningitis is gone. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. The heart murmur's closed up. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. We still have McKenzie. We still have Kim. We still have Russell. All these years have passed. And we pray that we'll have many more years. And that's all in God's control. That's all in His hands. But they're here for a purpose. That's the way I see it. Why didn't God take them then? Why didn't He take them from the first? I believe Sister Tammy, she was testifying too about her, was it Michaela maybe, one of her children. Amen, suffering, amen, from this sickness or problem. My youngest son, that he wasn't near what my oldest son was, but when he was born, we was not able to take him home and bring him from the hospital. He was jaundiced, had a yellow tint about his skin. They wanted to keep him under a lamp for, 5 days, and all this and the other. Of course, amen, we was able to take him home a little bit later. But you know what it is when you have children, and amen, women have complications. My wife had that toxemia, and her blood pressure was just so up and down, she almost lost her life. She come a fingernail from losing her life. When all those doctors rushed in there, amen, trying to work with her, she come in a fingernail, losing her life to have that child. Here I was just on the sideline. God, what in the world am I going to do? Amen. It wasn't just for the child. It's for her also. Amen. There was mountains there that come down. Amen. I'm thankful for that church. Amen. I'm thankful for those mountains that come down. I was just a young boy at that time, but I had faith in God. What did I do? My response was, get people to pray everywhere you can call on people to pray. Go back to your home church. Call people you know. Call preachers you know. We got somebody's got to get in touch with God. You know what I'm saying?
Amen.
Amen. Oh, hallelujah. The more the pray, the more better. Amen. Somebody's got to touch God. Amen. Saints of God, it happened for me. It's happened for you. It's happened with our children. Amen. How thankful are we to have what we have tonight? Listen, these mountains have come in your life. Amen. What did it take to get it out of the way? It just took some faith. And why can't we have those mountains moved tonight? We still have the mountains. We still have them arise from time to time. Oh, yes, but I'm telling you, saints of God, we got to trust God. We got to believe Him in His Word.
Yeah.
Amen. We got to place our total faith and trust in Him. It doesn't matter what may come. It doesn't matter what may go. We're serving a God who will be faithful to His people. He will never forsake His own. Praise the Lord. We think about it. He's near unto His people. He's near to the church. It's noble when I was preaching this morning. I'm going to claim His name in the midst of the church. Amen. It doesn't matter how down I may seem or how up I may be. I'm going to declare His name because I got faith in His name. Church, that's all it God requires. It doesn't matter what you face in life. Amen. There's nothing inside you that can be robbed from you, not unless you're allowed to. It doesn't matter how many demons come against me. Doesn't matter how much the devil I face. What's on the inside is on the inside. And ain't nobody can take it away from me. As long as I hold on to what I have, amen, glory to God, it happened with the servant Job. He lost it all. Amen, I couldn't even imagine a man losing all of his children and all of his possessions. And even his wife turning to him and saying, why don't you just curse God and die? Could you imagine something happened that way? But God blessed his ending more than he did his beginning.
Yes, he did.
Because he was faithful unto the end. And that's all we're doing, church. We're faithful unto the end. Amen. There's no more what Brother Cutshaw was preaching. We're soldiers on the battlefield for the Lord. Amen. We're going to fight until the fight is over. Amen. Praise God. This battle that's raging against us. Amen. And that spiritual realm. And amen. And the rulers of the darkness and the principalities we're facing. It's going to be over one day. We're not going to be facing those forces and powers any longer. And the power of sickness that brings us down. And the power of discouragement. Amen. That weapon that Satan uses against us so many times. One day it will be over. We will will not have to battle those things no more. It's just going to be a temporary thing. We've got to keep that in mind. Hey, that what I'm facing is just going to be temporary.
Amen.
Well, if we can think on it on their terms, amen. If God's given me the grace to make it for over 30 years, why can't He sustain me through one more trial? And here I am, just like I'm dragging my feet, kicking my head up, and saying I've served God all these years and He's not going to come through maybe this time. Maybe it's something I've never faced. But God's going to make me through the test of faith. That's what He's doing. Amen. Through the trial of faith, the test of faith, that's what He's making me to be a better soldier. Amen. Amen. Oh yes, what about the ones that were enlisted in service and was discharged with a dishonorable discharge? They thought they wanted to fight. But when they got into the battle, they turned and ran away from it. That's the way it is a lot of Christians. Once they get into the heat of the battle, they turn and run away from it. They seem they can't take it. And when Christians do that, they say, God don't have the grace. His grace is not sufficient enough to see me through this trial. His love don't cover me enough to shelter me in the midst of this trial. He don't have the power to deliver me out of this trial. And I have to run away from it and run to all the psychiatrists and all the even physicians and all the medication and this and that, or whatever the problem may be, saying that my God can't handle it. It happens to so many Christians. Amen. And they fall in despair because we didn't turn it over to God. He said, cast your burden upon the Lord. You know, amen, in Peter's gospel, that scripture, it said, cast all your cares upon Him, for He careth for you.
Amen.
Even, you know what that reminds me of? Casting all your anxiety to Him, for He careth for you. Casting all your depression upon Him, for He careth for you. Casting all. Amen. You think about it. Amen. Casting all this sickness upon Him, for He cared for me. I can't handle it.
That's right.
Amen. Why should I battle it when I can't handle it? It takes God's power. It takes God's deliverance. It takes the power of God to handle it. I can't handle it. I can't deal with it. But I don't want to care. I just give it over to Him. Amen. It's the higher power. It's the faith in God to believe that when I turn it over to Him, He says, son, I love you enough to take care of it. Amen. You think about it, church, when we're saying that we can't trust God through it all, we say He don't have the ability and the power and the knowing to take care of whatever trial I'm going through. Oh, praise God. I know He can, church.
Oh, yes. Yes.
And we don't know what we're going to face from day to day. Amen. Praise the Lord. But hallelujah. I've been observed and watched people and older people that have served God for so long. Amen. They stood to the end. Amen. Through it all. Praise God. Through it all.
Amen.
I can trust in Jesus. I can trust
in God. Amen, brother.
Through it all.
Amen.
Because I've learned. And that's what it really comes to. We have faith in God to learn to know how to let it go and turn it loose. You know, just let it go and turn it loose. Give it to God. Because we try to pick it up so many times. Because it seemed like it's still there. And we want to pick it up. The problem is still there. And because we had come to the place to release it. Did you know you have to learn to release and let go of things?
Yes, yeah.
Heard a preacher on the tape preach about bringing things to a closure. You know how people offend you and how that you're hurt and how people have to deal with that hurt. That's what the enemy uses against so many people. Amen. It's happened. Amen, church. Amen. It just amazes me. My wife brought it to my mind. It's probably been 5-6 years ago. It just really amazes me. Amen. How God can work. One Sunday night after service, I was standing out in the parking lot. This man pulled up. You've heard me say this, I'm sure. And he rolled down his window. He told me, he said, I was passing by here and the Lord spoke to me to stop and give you this word. He said, you're going to suffer persecution from the religious crowd, from Christian people. And when he told me that, I thought, what in the world are you talking about? And ever since that time, after time had passed, within that time of period, amen, it surely came to pass. I can tell you that right now. Within that short time, I faced more and heard more evil spoken against my ministry, things that's been done against me in my whole 30 years of serving God within the time span that he was talking about right there. And one of the reasons I knew it was God, before he left, he reached in his pocket and pulled out a $100 bill and put it in my hand. Didn't know the man, didn't know him. Hey, man, he come by and he passed by and never seen him again. If I was to run up on him today, I wouldn't know because I can't remember what he looks like. I would have no clue to know what he looks like. It was dark. He was sitting in his automobile. He rolled down the window. And he gave me the word and gave me a $100 bill. You can't tell me God wasn't in there.
That's right.
And when he told me that, I thought, man, you don't know what you said. Everything's going on hunky-dory with me. But just some past. Amen. It all just come to pass. And I thought, my. What persecution. Amen. With the religious crowd. Amen. With even Christians that you love dearly speaking things to hurt that I never thought that they'd ever speak and thought they'd never do. But it came to pass. Amen. So that prophecy came to pass. Amen. With a $100 bill. And I'm telling you, saints of God, it just lets me know, hey, amen, I got to keep out the ear by what the Spirit is saying. And hey, amen, and God can work through men. I mean, he can work through men. It doesn't matter if they're black or white, what kind of color of skin they have. I've had the white men do me that way, and I've had the black brothers do me that way. And they were men of God, and they had a word to give me. And it come to pass. As sure as I'm standing here, the prophecy come to pass. Because God knows what he's doing. See, I didn't have no belief about what that man was saying when he told me. I didn't know the man was saying. How could I really have faith unless there was such a connection at that moment when he told me to believe what he was telling me? You know, that's just like a man walking through the door praying for you we'd never seen before in our life. You know, well, I'm gonna stand off here. I don't know the man. And when he told me that, I thought, man, you're talking foolish. You know, that's what I thought in my mind. I didn't tell him that. I spoke good to him. He left. My. Lord knows what he's doing.
Amen, brother.
But you see, church, amen, God give me the strength and the grace to see through that. Amen. And you know what? When things begin to happen to me, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I started praying about it. And when I prayed about it, I kept praying about it time and time and time and over and over and over again. God, this same persecution, this same suffering, amen. It just kept coming and kept coming and kept coming until I walked in a restaurant one day. And there was a black brother I'd never seen before in my life. Didn't know the man. I was sitting on one end of the restaurant. He was on the other. When I went to pay for my food to walk out, he said, hey, come here. He said, sit down here. And I sat down there and big old guy, you know, big old eyes. He looked over me. He said, God spoke to me that you're a man of God. And I got a word to give you. And he started giving me word. And that time it just sunk in. I mean, it just began, it just took root in my heart. And for some reason, that time it just took root. And the things he told me to do, I done. And when I done it, it happened. You see, all it was respond to faith. You know, he told me several things. He said, I didn't know this man. Never met the man. He said, when you go back to church, I want you to go and preach and put out chairs in front of your pulpit and see what God will do. I went back the next service, put out chairs, and souls were saved. I mean, they lined the field, every one of them chairs, filled them up. And God touched that morning. And they declared to be saved. Whether they saved today, I don't know, but they had that opportunity at that time. And they filled the chairs.
Amen.
It's all you can do to get one soul to pray now, and they fill every one of the chairs. See, that's what it is, church. It's just an act of faith. And that encourages me to know whether it's me or you. Amen. Amen. God don't make me any more special than he does you. He was giving me that for me, for my ministry. He can give you some of the same things. Do for you some of the same things. Amen. There's no big eyes and little ears. Amen. God is no respecter of persons. What he'll do for one, he'll do for another.
Yes.
But I'm telling you, saints of God, it lets me know, amen, when God's working, you can expect things to happen. Long as you have the faith to trust him, long as you have the faith to trust God, amen. things that we're facing in this life. Amen. Praise be to God. He'll let it come to pass. Hallelujah. He'll be there, amen, just in a moment's time. He'll rescue you. He'll pull you out. He'll uplift you. He'll strengthen you. That's the kind of God I serve. He moves mountains every day. There's nothing too hard for my God to do. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. There's not anything too hard for
him. Amen.
Isn't it wonderful to know he's on our side? If Moses was going to give the people that choice, who is on the Lord's side, let him come unto me. Was he telling the people of God, who is on the Lord's side, just come on over here on the Lord's side? No more, Joshua, if you want to go ahead and serve these false gods and worship Baal, you just go ahead, but me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. It's just as simple as that, church. We're going for God. We're in it for the long haul. We're in it to the end. And there ain't nothing going to stop me. There ain't enough demons in hell can stop me, as long as I have it in my heart. Amen. Oh, yes, they can build walls if they want to build walls. But my God, in faith in God, the walls are coming down. My mountains are coming down. I preached that. Amen. Preached about the walls of Jericho. They came down. The wall of fear came down because there was fear inside the walls. But when the walls came out, the faith that was on the outside of the walls conquered the fear that was on the inside.
Amen, brother.
That's what I want to have faith. It's going to conquer the fear, amen, that's on the inside. It's faith, amen, that we can overcome all. It's faith that's going to move mountains. It's faith in God.
Glory to your wonderful name.
Thank you. How many believe what I'm preaching tonight?
Amen, brother.
Amen. I'm telling you, church. The song says, the more that I trust him, the more that I trust him. Good will he do tonight. The more that I trust him, God, he's going to supply. He's going to be a God. Amen. Let me give this, and I'm coming to a close right here. There's a great meaning here for what he had said and having faith in God in verse 22, the verses I read to you. In the Greek meaning, amen, of victory, having faith in God, in the sense of faith given by God for the miraculous that requires the response of faith in God from us. Other examples of genitives include what is said in Luke. Amen, concerning God, the object of love. God, the object of fear. He said, all through the Bible, God is the object of true faith. Abraham believed God, not just a promise. And if his faith, not God's faith, was counted unto him for righteousness,
right,
we too must focus our faith and trust in him fully.
That's right.
Amen. Praise the Lord. So we know that Abraham was a man of faith. He staggered not at the promises of God. Amen. He staggered not at the promises of God. Amen. Praise God. Was Noah a man who had found grace in the eyes of the Lord?
Yes. Yes, he was.
Amen. Praise the Lord. He believed God. He moved with fear to save and prepare an ark for the saving of his house.
Amen.
Listen, church, I'm glad I'm on the ark. I'm not on the Titanic.
Amen.
I'm on the ark of safety.
Thanks.
Praise the Lord. So many out there is on the Titanic, but it's going down.
Yep.
Amen. And it's going down. But this ark of safety is going to stand. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do you love me tonight? Let us all stand. Praise
Amen.
The Lord.
Thank you.
Amen. Listen.
Thank you.
Let's don't try to figure him out. Let's faith him out.
Yes. Thank you.
If that's all right with you, let's just faith him out tonight. Find you a place to pray. Wherever you like to pray tonight.
Yes.
Just take the time. Let's
Amen.
Have a season of prayer about this message.
Yes.
And God is able, church, to give us all that we need. All we have to do is ask in faith. God is able. He's able to reward them that diligently seek him. Amen. Through all that we need.